One was I listened to Big Fatty today, and Big Fatty had an exclusive phone call from Kim Beaver, and it was quite amazing. But as I left a comment on Big Fatty's site, I was totally distracted and forgot about Kim Beaver's call because Big Fatty talked about his crusty nipples. Did anybody else hear him talk about his crusty nipples and how he was going to put Neosporin on them because they got a lot of attention at the horror event over the weekend? I was like, oh my God, crusty nipples, that's a little bit too much information. I know coming from me, he talks about poop, but I just, when he said crusty nipples, something just like, oh my God, crusty nipples. Did anybody else react the same way when they heard Big Fatty talk about his crusty nipples? I'm just curious.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my God, crusty nipples.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 367 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got that last hunk of voice letters that he's got to play, and we have a very special tribute coming up first. Day is going well. Did you figure that one out? Yes, July the 1st is Canada Day in Canada. Believe it or not, it is celebrated in Canada, which is part of Mexico from what I understand. But it is Canada Day, and I want to say hello to all the Canadian listeners. I know that the Gay Trucker is up there. I know Ange is up there. Tim in Alaska is close to there. The Turnipet, of course, is up there. And y'all, I'm sure there's somebody I'm fucking forgetting, and they'll write in and give me a verbal spanking for not mentioning them. But y'all, thank you for being our neighbors to the north, and for Canadian bacon. Yeah, so. Y'all, in celebration of Canada Day, today's Mystery Lane music is has a Canadian theme also, and it's not Canadian bacon. Okay. I'm sure that you recognize the theme to Dudley Do-Right. Yeah. Dudley Do-Right was a segment on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show which parodied the early 20th century melodrama and silent films that used a piano as a musical background in the form of the northern genre. Dudley Do-Right was a dim-witted Canadian Mountie who always was trying to catch his nemesis. Remember who that was? That's right. Snidely Whiplash. I don't think Snidely Whiplash made that noise. But Big Fatty made that noise. He more often succeeded by pure luck than anything else. He was romantically pursued by, do you know who it was? Nell Fenwick, the daughter of Inspector Fenwick, the head of the Mounty Station. However, a running gag throughout the series was Nell's interest in his horse called, remember what the horse's name was called? Horse, right. To the point that she scarcely noticed Dudley's interest. Y'all, that was the only Canadian fucking thing I could think of. Although, did you know that the U.S. version, now this is what's interesting. The U.S. version of Queer as Folk was filmed in Canada.
Huh? What? What's that you say?
I don't know, but anyway, that's Big Fatty. How did you know that? Big Fatty is full of useless knowledge. That is how Big Fatty knew that. So, anyway, y'all, I have received some additional e-letters to include information about Lurie. You know, I mentioned that Lurie Dean said he was.
I'm gonna go on my vacation and go see Big Fatty. And Daniel Beaver, and y'all,
he has made all these plans, and y'all, they've all turned to shit. They've all But Lurie Dean is going to be coming down, like the 31st of this month, and he's going to pass through the Washington, D.C. I think he's going to try to see that Tim Cormall and Ron Prada Soho, and then he's going to come see Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R,
and Larry Cly, and the fat one, and then he's going to go see that Daniel Beaver up there in the Columbia, and then I think, you know, he wanted to see Archer, but Archer, I am unavailable, no, speaking of Archer, y'all, he was at the beginning of today's show, and you're probably wondering, well, Big Fatty, why didn't you choose something by the gay trucker or something to go at the beginning of the Canadian show? And the reason I didn't is because I didn't have anything. Because, y'all, he poops one out about, you know, once a month. And I just didn't have anything other than him going, Big Friday. But, y'all, so I went to the second best thing to a Canadian, and that's Archer, because he always wears plaid, you know, like a lumberjack. So, and a lumberjack is Canadian. So, and that brawny, you know, that brawny paper towel. Yeah. But anyway, Lurie Dean, I will be here the entire first week in August, and it, you know, just whenever, just come a knocking.
Big Fatty, tell us about the horror.
Okay, you know, so, and Big Fatty will, you know, there'll probably be pictures of Lurie Dean in the swing, as they say on that pot is my co-pilot or whatever that is. Oh, I've gotten a request. Paul has asked to follow me, and y'all, I have already approved Paul to follow me, but I'm gonna approve him again. And that moose, y'all, he has requested that the Big Fatty ringtone, so I'm going to sing that to him. Now, y'all, I don't know who the fuck Gabby Phillips is, but Gabby Phillips has also requested to follow Big Fatty, and y'all, I don't know who that is. So, you know what? Not going to follow. No! Gabby? You know those Gabbies. No, those are Gams, I guess, or the fat legs or whatever. All right, y'all, before the time gets away from us, I think that we need to do this.
Oh, you big fat thing, you're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh,
still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bjorn. So I still listen. I just don't call in because, you know, I lazy and shit. But I wanted to let you know, I was at the horror store the other day, and there was some leather cat ears, and a guy modeling them. You know, he was definitely a fatty, like, you know, Taylor. So just let you know that there's probably some big horror kitties, like, sometimes you picture them. I thought it was just puppy play, but I guess there's kitty play, too. And that's kind of twisted. But, yeah, so I'm going to go and leave the horror store next time. But I'm not going to buy one of those giant butt plugs either. Good Lord, Big Fatty. Who uses those things? Tell me, Big Fatty, who uses those giant butt plugs? All right, Bjorn, later.
Y'all, I just want to make sure that you know that Bjorn, first of all, thank you, Bjorn, for calling. He was saying kitty, as in meow, not kitty, as in pool. I did not know that there was kitty play, and you know, that may be one of those exceptions to the rule that I might enjoy seeing Taylor from Pot Is My Co-Pilot wearing leather kitty ears. Oh, Lord. But anyway, please, no more kitties. And the giant butt plugs, y'all, there are some people that... I mean, if they could sit on it, I mean, there are some dildos and things like that that are shaped like a traffic cone or like a fire hydrant, and they just wah, down on it, and y'all, Big Fatty don't do that, but you know, there are those who have hard to satisfy. Gaping butt vaginas. Butt vaginas? Something like that.
Me! Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't go there. Y'all,
the next one is from my straight boyfriend, Bob.
Hello, Big Fatty. Yeah, pick up. It's 9:15 on a Friday night, 9:25. Doing anything? Busy? Pick up. Yeah, bye.
Oh, dear gussy, y'all. First of all, he sounds terrible. He must have a cold, because, you know, it's winter. It's winter down there in the southern hemisphere, y'all. It is winter down there. Everything's upside down there. And first of all, for those of you who don't understand how these voice letters work, the voice letter answering machine is not actually in the Fat Cave. Okay, it is in Washington State, which is on the West Coast, which is you know, I think it's a Seattle number. That Teresa in the Seattles. By the way, all of Teresa and the Seattle's family is now following me on the Twitty. That was indeed Mother Teresa that wanted to follow me on the Twitty. But it answers there, and then it sends me a voice letter, but so I can't pick up. But I think Straight Bob thought he was trying to interrupt a gentleman caller or something like that. Either that, or he wanted to, wanted to talk dirty in my ear or something like that on a Friday night at 9:15 or 9:25 or whatever. Now, y'all, we have a first-time caller to the show coming up next. It is Zachaby from the Dangerous and Lovely podcast. Excuse me, Dangerous and Lovely.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Zachaby from Dangerous and Lovely, just calling to say hi and all that. Love you, love your show, it's fabulous. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, so kind of on my lunch break and probably, you know, just listen to podcasts and all that stuff. So, yeah, I suck at leaving messages, but just thought I'd call and say hello officially and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, alrighty. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later sometime tonight. Bye.
Well, thank you, Zachaby. And y'all, we have a Zachaby's chicken place here in town. I think that's what it's called anyway. But, Zachaby,
if you like chicken, like I like chicken.
But y'all, Zachaby and Davey, and I don't remember what Davey's sister's name is. Whap, whap. But she's a lesbian, y'all. She's a lesbiterian. They do that Dangerous and Lovely show. And y'all, they are all just so cute. And anyway, and y'all, Big Fatty has gotten a late addition here to the voice letters this afternoon. This evening. Oh, Jesus. And it is also, it is also from a first-time caller. And y'all, it's a very sultry voice. It is KC in Denver.
Hello, Mr. Big Fatty. It's you? This is KC in Denver. And this is my first voice letter. I'll probably fuck it up. Anyway, I thought I'd call because I'm sorry. I was not able to attend the chat while you were on the Pride 48. I was in downtown Denver, priding myself into a stupor. It was good. I did not take the portable sling, but it was good. I stayed the weekend at the... I did a staycation, stayed in town, did the weekend at the Warwick Hotel, downtown Denver. Back in the day, the Warwick used to be a Playboy Hotel. So, you do the math. Okay, so a couple things that I needed to tell you. One was that I did not see you on the chat yesterday on the train wreck after Pride 48 show that they did. So I figured you must have fell asleep after that long, busy weekend. So you weren't there, but, you know, probably really you didn't miss anything. So it's probably good. Then I was going to tell you that that Daniel Beaver, he sent Adam and Maddie a picture. Yep, a picture. And he wouldn't send me the picture. So somehow we got to work him to send me that picture. And then I also want to tell you I saw Auntie Vera Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And then I also wanted to tell you I saw Auntie Vera Charles on there, who I had sent an email to last week. And she's evil. She never responded. Evil, I tell you. Evil. Never responded to my email. I had listened to her show, how wonderful her story was that she read, that it put a tear to my eye. I bothered to ruin my butch top image. Ruined. And still, she did not respond. Evil. So, anyways, Mr. Big Fatty, keep up the good work. Talk to you later. I'm off to Hawaii day after tomorrow. Still got to cover from all the priding, but I think I'll be ready. And take care. Talk to you later. KC in Denver. Bye.
Wow, y'all, for a first-time caller, KC did just a great job. He talked about lots of different things. First of all, KC, congratulations on going to the Pride there in the Denver. Of course, I am a little disappointed you didn't take the portable sling with you, but it does sound like you over-beveraged a little bit, so that makes me okay. As far as the train wreck after show on the Pride 48, evidently that Daniel Beaver was just soused. He was soused. I was in there for a while, but evidently I had already retired for the evening by the time you came on. Oh dear Gussie. And as far as the Sea Hag not responding to you, it takes me a long time to respond. I love everyone, and please continue to write, but it just takes me a coon's age to write back. So, you know, maybe you'll get something around Christmas time from her in response to your e-letter. And I'm jealous because you're going to the Hawaiian islands there for the Independence Day. So, wow, that's pretty exciting. Big Fatty has never been there. But y'all, if Big Fatty was going to go there, you know what he would say? He would go,
oh my God, Krusty the Bones.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Meow!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.